So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
805 Sports Radio, 929 A Game. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in on any of the topics of the day, you can also go back and listen to those on the Odyssey app. I'm starting to get a little bit of feedback. Allie and Mr. Yo, one of our faithful listeners, weighing in about cleaning his trash can.
Okay.
I just like this whole thing, and I see signs, outside of my neighborhood and things like I live near Riverside Road, and there's just like signs all littered along. It's like trash can cleaners, and I'm like,
hey, what?
Like, yes,
that's like, a business.
It's multiple,
dude.
It's that and the people that haul away junk. Like those signs I see all over the place.
Can I tell you something? A good buddy of mine in our group, our golf group chat, we call it our Live group. We call it EW Live, and one of my good buddies in there is always, he's always trying to think of a business. Like he's always, sure. he's even had me like hit up Steak before about he had a TV show idea one time. He's a great dude. He's always got these ideas. He texts us one day and goes, hey, I got a business idea. I want y'all to Steak. And it was literally a mobile trash cleaning service. And I go, so wait a minute. Your whole business is you want to get a truck. You want to go around and clean people's trash cans. And he goes, yeah. Yeah, and he goes, but with a subscription, and I
gotta have a membership.
Everything's a membership.
I sat there and I was like, I'm not gonna respond, because nothing I say is gonna sound nice. And then they kept talking about it, and he kept trying to like
come on, bro.
And it was kind of like thrown out there. And I finally said, look, I don't know how to say this. I'm not trying to be a jerk,
right?
I said. But there is no way in hell I'm paying $60 a month to have some clown come and clean my trash can.
You're paying more for the cleaner than you are the actual trash.
I was like, exactly. I was like, I can think of a million different things I'd rather waste money on. Like I'd rather have another TV app subscription I was like, I'm sorry, but it's a no for me, dog.
It's crazy.
I had to Randy Jackson. It's a no for me, dog.
And it exists, and there's multiple companies that do it. Also, our buddy Marcus, it's Bama on Twitter, says, no shame in his game. Passenger princess on road trips. He's a mailman. He said, I drive all day, every day. Wifey drives, and I play DJ.
Okay.
Okay, fair enough.
I do have a question, because you said you will give Lindsay an hour or
so. It's a ratio. Yeah, it's like a percentage of the drive distance.
She can sleep for an hour.
Yeah,
and like, Amy gets to sleep the whole time. I absolutely not. If I'm driving, you're awake and you're talking to me.
You're the navigator.
Yes.
That is your job now.
Yes, and you're not on your phone the whole time.
Yeah. I will tell you if I need to be like, hey, I need you to keep me awake or whatever.
Wake up.
I'll just say before, hey, I'm going to need you. Honestly, it's going to sound weird probably for most people, y'all especially, but in the audience. Mike might not think this is weird, but I don't necessarily need human interaction. I enjoy talking to people. I don't need to talk to people. When I'm driving, I am. It's kind of like a euphoria thing.
Your little tunnel vision,
I just zone out, and I'll listen to music. I will, on long drives, I will do podcasts, like Dell Jr. Download. I listen to a lot of those episodes on long drives when I get to
book
do them.
On tape, audiobook.
But I'm just kind of in this little
zone. I'll be curious to see if that does change when y'all take road trips with Pork Chop. I'll be curious to see, because like I feel like my wife and I don't get enough time to talk as it is. So when we're in the car together and there's no kids, I'm like, yo, it's time to catch up. Like, what have you been doing for the last 6 months?
I get it. I do get it with
been?
You.
Yeah.
I get it because you have two kids and she's so busy and you're
I'm just floating along. The job of dreams that we all three have, all four of us have right now. All right, let's go out to the phone lines. Dylan, let's talk to our buddy Chris over in Riverdale. Chris, welcome back in, man.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm so locked in with my leader, Squidbilly over there.
That's right.
I'm the last bastion of masculinity is driving the car with the wife on the other side. Yeah, no way in the world that I could be a passenger princess. But I want to real quick share a story about a road trip. My wife and I both are educators with probably close to like 55 years of service.
Wow.
And we were on a trip. She lives in Chicago, so we drive to Chicago. We used to drive Chicago every so often. And we were driving. I remember we were in Indiana, and we struck up a conversation about LeBron James not going to college and going straight to the NBA. And my wife is the conservative one that was like, he needs something to fall back on and all this. I'm waiting for the road trip to say, hey, you remember that conversation? How did that work out? But I got to get my courage up because I don't want to be walking up Interstate 65.
So, great phenomenon.
Yeah, but that's my story. Y'all, you guys have a great day. I was a nobody, so I joined the nation.
Yeah. There you go.
How about that?
Appreciate the phone call, man. That's such a good point because I do the same thing. I'm like, hey, I've been meaning to talk to you about something. Oh, yeah, what do you need? I'm like, oh, when we get in the car, we'll hash it out. All right, that's where we make all our business. That's where we do our, like, six-month game plan. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Like, we'll hash that thing out. We'll life plan a little bit. Hey, you know, when August comes, or, you know, when this bill's due or whatever. Yeah, that's where we do it all.
Kind of got him trapped when you do that.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
I know you don't like this uncomfortable conversation, but you're strapped in now, baby. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, let's go over to our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. Chief, what's happening?
What's happening, Chief?
Nothing, man.
You guys have been hilarious for this week. I've been off of work, and I've been really enjoying myself. I got to say that. Hey, but the Knicks fans, Knicks fans, boy, y'all, woo, man, I can't stand Knicks fans. But let me tell you something. I enjoyed it last night. I mean, I really can't stand Knicks fans. But anyway, let's get to this right quick. Dylan, you're going to learn, boy. I'll tell you what, Dylan, you're going to make a great husband. Because look, man, he lets her drive. Wow, I think that's great. I think that's great, Dylan. Actually,
whatever makes you
know. And Mike, you did not win Jeopardy this morning either, because Alan Matt was asking trivia questions. You were asking the question like you were playing Jeopardy. You know, right. what is and what is. No, that wasn't none. Tribal Chief, you won this morning.
Thank you, sir. In the forum, sir. Thank you, sir.
Always appreciate the phone call, Chief, but I think you're wrong in this instance, my friend. Yeah. What is Joey? Yeah.
What is Joey?
I also say we should definitely normalize dudes being able to be passenger princesses.
Oh, my goodness.
Should be able to normalize that.
No, hey, don't.
And I think we're on the right track.
Hey, Chris from Riverdale said that's the one last bastion of masculinity that we're clinging to.
That
okay?
is, yeah, I agree with him. Once we lose that, it's all over.
There's no way that Grant lets you drive on road trips.
No, he doesn't. I will admit, we do something super nerdy, though, and it's very on-brand.
Yes.
Very on brand for the Macaulays. I read trivia baseball questions.
Yeah! I knew it was going to be good.
That is
gonna be good.
The most Macaulay thing she could have said.
Dylan, I can't.
The trivia book is gonna be good. It stays in the car.
Do you know what I would do to get my wife to read baseball trivia to me from the... Oh, my God. That is the greatest piece of passenger etiquette I've ever... Grant, hats off to you out there, my friend.
Oh my God. I normally know what to say in every moment, but I have got nothing for that. I've got nothing for that.
She couldn't have literally said anything more, Macaulay.
I know.
That was the peak. That was number one.
Incredible. Let's get one more call in really quick. Let's go to Chris in College Park. Chris, hopefully you're reading baseball trivia as well, my friend.
Hey, I got to give it to Allie Mack. Pro move. Yes. Pro move. Yes.
Thank you. It's fun for both of us.
Yes.
There you go. Morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
All-American.
I'm doing well, baby. I'm doing well.
That's what's up. And Allie Mack, of course.
Good morning.
So I've got a wake-up shout-out, and it goes to one Dylan Matthews. And I didn't tell him when I called in. I saved it for you, buddy. For breaking the internet on Tuesday. So with his list of games from Nintendo,
it was rough.
This is 24 hours later. Yesterday, I'm getting lunch at Publix over here on Peachtree, And I hear two guys talking, and they were like, yeah, I can't believe he didn't mention Zelda. And I look at them, and I'm like, were you listening to Dylan this morning? They were like, yes. Oh, my God. Dude, we sat there in line getting our sandwiches and had about a 7 to 8 minute conversation that went from Dylan's list to Sega to PlayStation. And I just want to say, Dylan, thank you for setting Atlanta on fire with that list. I'm telling you, fearless leader, if I gotta email Mike Conti, we now need a Dylan 5 weekly. We gotta have it.
I tell you what, we're gonna get one monthly. I can go ahead and tell you that. That's on there. And you know what? Dylan, this is see what happens. Today was a sweep for the nation in wake up calls. And also, this is what happens when you rule against me unfairly. The nation comes for you, and they take everything that you do wrong, and they exploit it.
You also get trash talked in the pub subline.
Well, that's what you get for trash ass lists. That's where that was.
See, you guys heard that in the negative way. I heard in the positive as my list brought people together. That's what I did. I brought people together at a Publix.
You were talking about that's the most Macaulay household thing ever. That's the most Dylan comment I've heard of all time.
Can I ask one question? Together. I know we're late.
We're so late. We've been late every single second.
But I gotta ask. Whose idea was this nerdy baseball trivia thing I've ever heard? Were you like, oh Grant, I've got a fun game for us, or was Grant like, hey, I think you'd help me if you read me baseball trivia.
That's
questions.
A terrible impression, yeah, and awful. It was my idea. Yeah.
Good, thank God, thank God, so good, thank God.
Lindsay, if you're listening, you're on the clock.
No, Lindsay ain't never going to do that.
You got
man.
A little over 24 hours. Lindsay for doing would, college football would come trivia. Up.
No, her trivia would be things you should do around the house.
I'll read, you know what, and I'll get mine out, and I'll read Bravo trivia right back to her.
There you go.
You know what I mean? We'll be a happy camper car ride. Hey, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we talked a little bit earlier about Jeff Ulbrich and how he pays attention to game planning. Well, there's another defensive coordinator around the NFL that made some comments yesterday that I think kind of contrasts what Jeff Ulbrich's saying, made me even more nervous. We'll get to that on the other side of the break.
When it comes to documentaries about this person, there can never be too many in the life of Squid. Mm. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app. What is the Odyssey app?
Sports. So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Epic rendition of the wake-up call where Allie, you know, admit that she reads Grant baseball trivia on their road trips.
I do. It's
awesome.
I kind of can't get over that. You can't get past it.
Yeah. It's so awesome, but so on brand.
You can go ahead and nominate me for wife of the year.
Yeah.
I think it would go poorly.
I was going to say you might get in trouble. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, I just meant I think that trivia would go poorly for me. Like, if Amy was doing
throw
that.
Throw something out the window. God!
I'm just very competitive. If you guys don't know this about me, I'm competitive and I don't like being wrong.
Couldn't tell based off of your trivia performance this morning. Dylan also admitted that he was a passenger princess, which, look, man, he also was taking some strays in the pub sub line. So just a lot of good conversation.
I'll give you credit here, Dylan. The fact that if your list would have been worth anything, you probably would not have gotten that much interaction.
I don't think he wants credit for that.
I mean, you did a good job of making one of the worst lists ever, and you brought the entire city of Atlanta together on how bad your list was. And that's
such a good point.
That is a very, very hard thing to do. So yeah,
that's what I do.
I give you love.
I appreciate that, and I bring people together. And look, you know, if one list, controversial list is all it takes to do that, I'm more than willing to do that.
Best way to bring people together is to give them an enemy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, I'm all good.
Also, you might need to hide because somebody might be out for you after that.
Nah, I ain't worried about it. I'm staying on business. I'll repeat my list to them in their face.
The enemy of my enemy is a friend.
There you go.
I mean?
There you go.
I do want to get into a little bit of this Falcons conversation that we were having earlier today before we get to the life of Squid. And we talked about Jeff Ulbrich, and he visited with the media yesterday up in Flowery Branch. And there was a range of topics from Jeff Ulbrich, and he was talking about the development of James Pierce. He talked about Arthur Blank as an owner. He talked about the defense. Look, Joe Patrick asked him yesterday. I want to play this once again for you guys. Joe Patrick asked him yesterday, it's like, hey, there was a comment made earlier in the offseason about EPA and how big of a deal that is in terms of winning percentage in the NFL. You know, how have things changed for you? And do you look at EPA also the same way some offensive coaches do as a big predictor of whether or not you're going to come out with a victory?
Yeah, without a doubt. And QBR, those are the two most telling stats outside of the turnover ratio and explosives, which is such a huge shift in the way football has ever been approached. Like the best perspective I can give you, in 2015, we were the number one rush defense in the NFL for the first like 12 or 13 weeks, whatever. We ended up top five, really, really good. In 15, as a team, we didn't do as well as we would have liked. You know, and it forced me to reassess like how I approach defense. Because I was classically taught in this game of you better stop the run first, you know? And it's been an evolution of myself in the last probably 10 years where do I want to stop the run? Of course I do.
So essentially what he's saying is things have changed, right? We want to be more athletic. We want to be able to defend the pass. We want to be able to play in space. It's just not the same as it used to be. And Allie was like, hey, look, do you think that this has anything to do with the way they drafted? Do you think that Jeff Ulbrich had some say in the guys they drafted? You drafted two guys back in the secondary. You drafted two pass rushers. Absolutely, I do. I think that has a lot to do with what you drafted. You did not draft a defensive tackle or a space heater. You are missing Grady Jarrett. You're missing Eddie Goldman off of last year's team. Now, you came back and signed Morgan Fox. We'll see how that goes. I still think we have weaknesses inside, but it lends itself to this Ulbrich conversation of we're focusing on the path. On the pass, I'm sorry. Fast forward, yesterday, another defense coordinator in the NFL, Anthony Weaver, was stepping in front of microphones from the Miami Dolphins, and he was kind of asked about something similar in the way that he structures his defense.
I think it's a size and speed league, right? And particularly in today's game, when a lot of defenses are playing a lot of split safety shell with smaller backers that have to eliminate space because it's such a space game, you better have the requisite girth up front to keep those guys clean.
The girth up front to have those guys clean. This is two different ways of thinking about things, I believe, coming to a head. And I got to be honest, I know you feel differently about this, Bo. I'm still very nervous about the interior of this defensive line when it comes to stopping the run this year.
Well, it's not that I feel I still love a big space heater too. But unless that girth up front is athletic and can move, then I'm not sure if it does you any good. Like, all right, for instance, we did this exercise earlier. We did it off the air. You want to do it again on the air?
Sure.
Why does Vita Vea work at 350 pounds?
Because he can move laterally.
Yeah, because he's fast, he's athletic.
Sure.
All those things.
Yeah.
But if you get the dude's guy named Sean, I think it was Sean Gilbert, back in the day, played for the Packers.
Sure.
He was like...
The B.J. Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, B.J. Rodgers had a little bit of athleticism on him.
Yeah, he did. But he was a nose guard. He was a Casey Hammond.
But if those guys can't move, then they don't work.
Right.
It doesn't work. Like, you have to have big guys, big, strong guys that can hold their own. And also, like you said earlier, be what? A guy that can penetrate the B gap or a guy that fills that A gap or whatever. Sure. So I think there's something to be said about both of it. The most important thing for me about my second level is if they understand their job and they take on, you can say take on, I like to say eat it, but at the right moment shed that block and then, you know, basically get off of the block to get the tackle. I'm saying all that is you can have all the girth you want, but if they can't move,
right,
it doesn't matter. I thought Eddie Goldman last year did a good job of being girthy and having just enough flexibility or athleticism to move.
Sure.
But the Vita Vea, why is Derrick Brown elite?
Yeah, because he can move. He's just athletic. He can do everything. He's a three-down player at defensive tackle.
Yeah. So unless you they just don't grow on trees.
Sure, they're hard to find.
So either you do, I guess there's one or they're telling you these days there's one or two ways to do it. You find a bunch of 300, 290 to 310 guys who can move and do that, or you find the golden goose.
The Derrick Brown.
Which is Derrick Brown, which is Vitor Vea. There's a lot more, there's a lot less golden gooses, I should say.
There definitely is. They're hard to find.
And was there a golden goose in this draft?
I don't think we know the answer to that yet.
But we thought there was one.
I thought Walter Nolan could have been that guy.
That was it.
Yeah.
But he was already gone, was he not? Or did he go after that?
I think he went to 16. No, maybe I'm wrong about that. No.
I thought we drafted 16. What did we draft?
15.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think we drafted 17. Where did we draft,
You're
Dylan?
You're completely wrong. Either way, we're getting off the rails and you got to hit a life score.
All right. But what my point is I think
15,
you have to
by
make,
the way. Sorry.
15. I think you have made a choice. Are we going to do it this way or that way? And I think there's a lot. It's a lot easier to do it the other way.
That's fair.
I really do. That's fair.
If you don't have the personnel, you're saying we couldn't find them. We got
to
do it.
It's easy to say.
I just wish we'd find them.
It's the same. I know we got to go this. It's the same with the tush push. Well, just do it. If you don't like it, you do it. Well, it's a lot easier to ban it than there
good
is
point.
To find a Jalen Hurts.
That's
just like
point.
There's the same way with those defensive tackles. All right, Dylan. Little Baron Burton's W Sauce. Go to the WSauce.com. You can find the 5-ounce bottles and use the promo code SQUID. That's SQUID, Allie. Mm. Squid, 15% off today on your order on the WSauce.com. You can also find them at Publix. The brand new everyday hot sauce is out as well. And my friends at New Realm Brewing, Allen Lager. You know, I wanted to talk about another documentary for Dale Earnhardt. And this one's out by Amazon. So if you got Amazon Prime, the first two episodes are out today. There'll be two more episodes later released. It's about all
Stoked
things
about
Earnhardt.
That.
I'm excited as well. Cannot wait. I think they screwed it up. I think they should have released this. I know why they're doing it. They're releasing it now because their coverage starts of NASCAR. Mm-hmm. This weekend?
Yeah,
starts this weekend. That's why they're releasing it. To me, I always like to watch the documentary Dell, the one with Paul Newman narrated. I always watch it the week of the Daytona 500. Amy and I actually both do it. She likes it because she likes documentaries, whether it's sports or not. So I think they should have released this before Daytona. I get why they're doing it. But real quick, I got to tell this story that happened off the air. I send the teaser to Dylan. And when I send it...
When I sent it,
you need a login for it, right? I had to log in to watch it. So I asked Dylan in TalkBack, Dylan, do you have an Amazon account? Dylan, what was your response? Your exact response.
I said, yeah, you need it?
No, that was, and I was like, wow, okay.
That's such a Dylan that response.
It is. Come to find out, Dylan does not have an Amazon.
Not my own personal.
Because we were going to play, we were going to play a clip of the teaser. And Dylan gets in the talk back as we're playing the sounder. He goes, yeah, so Simone's account has two-step verification. So I can't play it.
Because it sent a code. I knew the login, but I didn't know it sent a code to her phone. So
Dylan was going to give me his girlfriend's Amazon Prime account if I needed to watch something. So I could have been ordering stuff on Simone's account.
Well, Simone and I both trust you not to do that, Squidbilly.
Yeah, it's a shared
Dylan,
account.
Be less
saying.
Trusting.
It's a shared account.
You can trust me, dog.
Wow.
Don't be less trusting.
I wouldn't have done that for anybody else besides like
just
maybe y'all three.
Be less
or some others.
Be less. No one at this radio station.
Oh,
you should do that for. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead
it's
and tell you that
so
right
good.
Now.
I got you.
Right so now, good. Be less trusting.
Oh man, nice work, Dylan. Attaboy. Bring the vibes up,
Mr. Congeniality over
there. I know. I love it, and we'll be painting. I'll be checking that documentary out as well. We got to go to break, and there's a good reason why. Because on the other side, we're bringing in college football writer for Yahoo, Mr. Pat 40. Look, I think we all have the same question: what the heck is next in college football? That's exactly what we're starting with when we get back with Pat 40. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
So you have a podcast. really want to make money with it, then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I want to go ahead and welcome in senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Pat Forty. Pat, we're going to get to some of the college sports commission stuff, maybe sprinkling a little horse racing, but the topic of today has been passenger princesses and what passenger etiquette is. You the kind of guy that scrolls the IG? Do you always take the wheel when you're on road trips with the fam, or what's going on there?
I do prefer to do the driving.
Attaboy.
When I am in the car. My wife is sometimes annoyed by that, but I'm not a very good side passenger, so just let me drive, and everything's going to be better that way.
Now, do you have rules for her in the passenger seat or no?
Oh, no, she can do whatever the heck she wants.
See,
that's what me and Pat, we vibe on that because, you know, just sit over there and don't bother me.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what? You pick the radio station or the music, whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah, I don't care. That. Just let me do the driving.
Pat, I'm elbowing my wife going, hey, wake up. It's time to talk. But it is what it is. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. And I think that from the sounds of it, Pat, we're all expecting a little bit coming soon about this house settlement, which will set in motion a series of events where we'll probably hear about, you know, the CEO of the College Sports Commission and whatever else is going on out there. What are your expectations in terms of the timeline on all the events that are currently facing college sports?
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody's kind of hoping that the settlement comes this week, if possible, and that Judge Wilkin accepts the settlement. I mean, there's a little bit of a roll of the dice by the powers that be in college sports that they haven't exactly just gone straight along with what the judge wished they would do in terms of grandfathering in roster spots. And, you know, it's possible still that she could say, no, forget it. This isn't good enough. And then we go to a trial, which would set everything back years. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but we'll see. And then, yeah, I think things will happen quickly thereafter because time's ticking. I mean, July 1st is when this thing goes into effect, and a lot will come along with that in terms of, yes, a new enforcement structure and obviously a completely different financial model in terms of what players can get and who they can get it from and how much they can get.
Well, I don't even know where to start. I got so many questions on this, but I guess I'll start with the CEO part of this new NCAA essentially that they're going to create. That the rumor is, and multiple people have reported kind of that it's going to be a name outside of college athletics. I mean, what do you expect? And just to speak, I guess, and then abstractly, what do you expect in this person? What do you expect them to kind of, their background? They're going to be a complete business, or like, what do you expect from this CEO?
Well, I mean, I think the CEO is largely just going to be overseeing enforcement of rules. So I don't think it's going to be that much of a front and center position where, you know, every issue that comes up where everybody's like, well, what does the CEO think? Because I don't think the CEO is going to be able to have much say over a lot of it. You know, I think that person's going to be there to rule on, did this collective violate the new rules in terms of paying that player this much money? So, you know, that person's, it's going to be an important job, but it's not going to be like Roger Goodell, I don't think, in any respect. So who it is, I don't know. And they're going to answer to a board that's made up of the Power Conference commissioners, which tells me, guess what? The Power Conference commissioners are still in charge. So Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti primarily are still going to be running the show.
Hanging out with Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated. And, Pat, just to kind of follow up on that, and this is kind of a loaded question, I guess, but is there, like, how far down the road are we going to get where we can expect an offseason in college football that's not crazy in terms of rules changing? Like, are we ever going to get to a point, let's call it 2028, where we're going, you know what, everybody's under the same blanket of rules and we can move forward and just focus on the product on the field?
Don't get your hopes up. I mean, you know, this is like truly we have had unbelievable tumult in college sports at this time of year for five straight years. You know, is the pandemic, are we going to play? 2021, the SEC takes Texas and Oklahoma. 2022, the Big Ten takes USC and UCLA. 2023, the rest of the Pac-12 falls apart. Last year, we're starting a new playoff. This year, we're going to tweak the playoff. It looks like maybe as soon as today, they may change the playoff seeding format, which will be probably, I think, a good move, but will be a change and would require, you know, the likes of the Mountain West Conference and the ACC and Big 12 to give up something. So, you know, there's always something. And I think now as we are heading into this new house settlement era, there's probably going to continue to have to be fundamental changes and tweaks to that along the way as we figure out what works and doesn't work.
Pat Forty joining us here on the morning show. I think the thing for me is this document that they want everyone to sign that basically says you'll abide by these rules. And I think part of it, I guess, the way I read it was to keep the states from making their own laws, which can kind of circumvent the House ruling, so to speak. And I read about it, Pat, that if they don't sign it, you will just basically kicked out and you can't play the other Power Fives. It is not realistic in any way that, like, let's say a Tennessee would say we're not signing it and then they would just be kind of blacklisted, right? That's not realistic.
It's funny you would think of, say, Tennessee in this instance. Since I think you could call this the Tennessee rule at this point because everybody's so tired of that state legislature and that attorney general basically saying, we're just going to make the rules up as we see fit. So I think, you know, that's kind of what this is aimed at. This is another one that, like, you read and it's like, whoa, what's going on here? And I think in reality, it's probably more of a warning shot than a realistic situation where, yes, a school is not going to sign this thing and or it's really going to actually lead to them being expelled from a conference. First of all, you know, so let's say this is the Big Ten and let's say it's Penn State that won't sign it. Do you think Fox is going to sit there and be fine with the Big Ten kicking Penn State, one of the biggest cash cows in college football, out of the league?
Good point.
No. Fox basically is in charge of the Big Ten. ESPN's in charge of the SEC. They're going to say, we want our ratings kings in that league. So this is another one I think when rubber hits road is not going to necessarily lead to anything fundamental. We'll see. I'm going to SEC meetings next week. I'll ask people about it there. But, you know, my expectation is that this is kind of a shot across the bow to these schools. Like, look, we're coming up with new rules. Can we please try to follow them for 1 year before trying to screw around and find a way around the rules?
So, Pat, I got to ask you something a little off topic because I saw you got to spend some time with Travis Hunter, recently drafted by the Jags, and we just keep hearing these stories about what an incredible guy Travis is. He had a moment go viral for being so nice to a lady sitting next to him on a flight. When you guys were out fishing, because he loves fishing,
wow,
tell me he had some kind of human frustrated moment, or is he just cool, calm, and collected?
He had no frustrated moments. First of all, he's a really good fisherman,
yeah,
so he didn't like screw anything up to the point where he got mad like some of the rest of us would. He piloted the boat. He found the fish. He put us on the fish. He did have one instance like the first rod he picked up where, what was it? Like something wasn't tied on right. I can't remember exactly what happened. And like just threw the lure into the water and it didn't retrieve because it wasn't tied on. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, well, that's a bummer. And reeled up and just kept going. And, you know, he's a great guy. He is. He's fantastic, down to earth. Very confident in himself, as he should be, but a great person to spend 2-3 hours out on a lake fishing with, that's for sure. I had a great time.
Wow, that's awesome.
Joining us here on the morning shift, I got a question about the Triple Crown now with horse racing, and we saw what Sovereignty wins the Derby, and then it says, you know, we're not going to race, and the Preakness, I think, was the next one. And this is not the first time it's happened in recent history. you as a guy that's covered this sport for years, Pat, you can't love the new era of what the Triple Crown has become, can you?
No. Yeah, I've covered it a long time, and it's just it's disappointing because this is the highlight of the horse racing season, so to speak, and the schedule as it currently stands doesn't work with the modern thoroughbred. They don't race every 2 weeks, and to have them turn around from the Derby to the Preakness is asking for something that's not natural and something they really never do any other point in their careers. And so I don't think it would be that hard to chill and put a little more room between those three races and actually breathe a little bit longer shelf life into the excitement of the Triple Crown. If you put the Preakness on Memorial Weekend or the first Saturday in June, you leave the Derby where it is, first Saturday in May, and then you run the Belmont on 4th of July, you're going to get more good horses that compete in all three. You are going to get more excitement, I think, for a longer period of time. And it's just, it's better for the animals, I think. So we'll see what happens if there's any sort of movement to get that changed. But it's been disappointing to see Derby winners not go on to run the Preakness.
That's Pat Forty, senior writer for Sports Illustrated. Pat, I hope your tickets cash, and I hope your wife plays some good tunes in the passenger seat, my friend. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Always enjoy Pat Forty, man. He's the best, one of the best doing it. And obviously we're waiting on this house settlement to come down, but hopefully sooner than later we can start getting a little bit of clarity.
I want to, Dylan, get clip that for tomorrow. I want to talk about who he said really runs the conferences because I think
beautiful.
I think it gets hidden, and it's so true.
So true. We will be back tomorrow. We'll have that conversation as well with some other Falcons cuts. Make sure you stay plugged in with us here on the Morning Shift. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you guys have a great day. Be back at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Same crew, same place. Until then, make sure you
stay cool, Allie Mac.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.